This is Fresh Air. The first album from the rock group Los Lobos, back in 1980, was called Just Another Band from East L.A. The title referred to the neighborhood they grew up in, where Chicano music and rock and roll met. Today, our rock and roll historian Ed Ward is going to explore that music and the real legacy of La Bamba.
Thanks to La Bamba becoming one of this summer's hit movies, the spotlight's back on the Mexican-American contribution to rock and roll. The trouble is, most of the writers I've read build the bridge between Ritchie Valens in 1958 and Los Lobos, who provided the movie's 1987 soundtrack, through Texas. Well, there's certainly a lot to be said about the Tex-Mex sound and its place in rock and roll history, but Ritchie Valens and Los Lobos were coming from somewhere else entirely. That somewhere is Los Angeles, and musically, as well as geographically, L.A. is not Texas. The big difference is rhythm and blues. In the early 50s, when bandleader Johnny Otis bought the Barrel House Club in Watts, he succeeded largely because he touched a chord not only with the Southern blacks who were moving into the neighborhood, but with the Chicanos who were already there. They loved the music they heard at the Barrel House, they loved doo-wops with a passion, and they adopted rock and roll style wholeheartedly. Dances at the Almonte Legion Stadium were legendary rock and roll events and even led to the Penguins of Earth Angel fame recording Memories of El Monte, written by a young man named Frank Zappa. Certainly, Ritchie Valens showed this influence in his work. Donna is a classic doo-wop type of song. Or how about the Heartbreakers, who recorded Cradle Rock in the early 60s? Vibrato-laden voices, the echo chamber, they were all hallmarks of the L.A. rhythm and blues sound. And even after black L.A. started grooving to the sounds of Detroit and Philadelphia, East L.A. was still producing records like Karen by Lil Ray Jimenez.
When I think of Karen, my heart's an open door.
Of course, East L.A. kids were still kids, and nice as the slow songs were for close dancing, they still liked to rock. One of the first records to break out of East L.A. into the rest of California was a re-recording of a song co-written by New Orleans legends Chris Kenner and Fats Domino.
You know I feel all my children. You gotta know how to party.
and the Headhunters' version of Land of a Thousand Dances may have been too primitive to go national, but it kept the song alive until Wilson Pickett could have a hit with it in 1966. And then there were the Premiers, who did make it big. Warner Brothers picked up Farmer John, a version without the girls going nuts, and made it an anthem in the pre-Beatles Louie Louie era. Today, you'll still find a lot of rock and roll in East L.A., not only the music, but also the cars, the clothes, and, on the radio, dedication straight from teenagers' hearts. The music isn't nostalgia either. One of L.A.'s finest punk bands was the Plugs, who are now the Cruzados, and then there are Los Lobos, whose blend of Mexican folk music and down-and-dirty rock and roll make them the stars they deserve to be. Listening to the music East L.A. has made over the last 30 years, you begin to realize that asking the question, what if Ritchie Valens had lived, is moot. His spirit has always been there.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, the Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle.